We praise you, Lord, among all that we have. There are so many hurting children and families in need of your protection and love. We lift them up to you and ask for your blessings, mercy, and grace upon their lives. Let us ever be mindful of those around us who need shelter, food, and clothing, and most importantly, the love of you, Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord has put a heavy burden on the hearts of our community members to help protect and get involved with the children and families who are pouring into Texas from Mexico. Our purpose would be to intercede for these dear ones before they fall into the hands of those who mean to harm them. We have heard and been sent reports from pastors and others working in children's homes in Mexico and heart dwellers living in Texas near the border. And it is beyond horrifying how these migrants and refugees are being treated by being sold into human trafficking or slavery. The cartels are separating the children from the parents, the husbands from the wives, and hauling these young children back and forth over the border and selling them to the highest bidder, who are doing unspeakable acts against these innocents and unsuspecting ones. Our intel shares with us another horrible reality, that young migrants in Mexico trying to provide for their families are being lured into signing a minimum 2-year agreement to stay in America if they enlist in the military, where they would be housed, fed, and clothed, and have an income for themselves to send home to their families and the cartel. For every 1 year of service, they would receive 2 years off the 8 years required for U.S. citizenship. So if a new immigrant serves 2 years, they would receive 4 years off the 8-year period. If they don't accept the enlistment offer, they are immediately deported. Currently, there are military bases that are housing illegal immigrants. With the migrants at the military bases, they take the 17-year-old plus males and females, offer them the option to enlist in the military, basically staying in the same place where they are already being housed, fed, and maintained at taxpayers' expense. So they put them to work, where they can also be monitored and prove their loyalty to the country, offering them a new life. However, if they choose not to accept the enlistment opportunity, they are deported. The migrants that accept the offer to join the U.S. military are quickly trained in infantry and self-defense. The border door has been left open, inciting a border crisis. Some have come across of their own free will, and others have been coerced by propaganda from the cartels and MS-13, who offer their tour guide services to help them realize their dreams and even offer them jobs once they cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Although many who accept the guided tour to cross the U.S. border have just signed a pact with the cartel and the devil, never to escape or forget the service agreement they made with the cartel. Once they are in the U.S., you can get a job and send money home to your family and to the cartel. If you need extra money, you can distribute drugs or assist in human trafficking and slavery and other horrific operations. However, if you can't afford to pay, you and your family members will pay one way or another. It's in the agreement. Typically, a migrant could be indentured to the cartel anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000, which is a sizable debt for them, and they either have to get a job to pay their debt to the cartel by taking or replacing an American citizen's job, or turn to crime to pay their debt to save the lives of family or themselves. So what can be done to curtail this and keep the cartel from trafficking humans and drugs? Pray and act. Pray this travesty and all these deceptive operations will be dismantled and come to an end. And pray for godly wisdom and protection for the refugees and the migrants. And pray for the conversion of those who do evil. We cannot turn a blind eye to this abomination or sit on the sidelines any longer. The Lord wants us to act now, and fear not of sending us out into the mission battlefield to help in the rescue of these dear ones, where there will be a roof over their heads, food in their stomachs, clothes on their backs, reunion with family members, and they will receive learning, prayer, and love from those who genuinely care about them. We are working with a children's home near the Texas-Mexico border, and we are in the process of establishing a Heart Dwellers school 15 minutes from the border. We are also working with a pastor who is trying to feed and care for over 10,000 refugees and migrants at the border, who is desperately in need of a vehicle for transportation. Donation links are below if you feel led to help them. We reach out to you, dear Heart Dwellers, to help us and others provide a safe haven for these displaced and hurting refugees and migrants with nowhere else to go. Your prayers and support are so greatly appreciated as we go out and join with others to make the Lord's good plan for their lives a reality. May God bless you all abundantly and give you His peace.